Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is doing good. Hope all the mothers out there had a fantastic Mother's Day. I know my mother, she survived, you know, and I love my mama. I will do anything for my mama. So I'm always going to be there for my mama. So I hope everybody feels that way about their mothers. If you don't feel that way about your mother, then you need to get your head bashed in. You need to get it screwed on straight because your mama's always there for you. Oh, my God. What is going on today? O.J. Simpson. Is it in the news? O.J. Simpson is currently having a hearing. He is trying to get it's either a retrial or something on his, you know, he's been in prison, I believe, since 08 for robbing this. He claims he was trying to reclaim some merchandise that was him from this art, from this memorabilia collector. Apparently there was guns and thugs and all that other stuff going on, and OJ's in the clink. And so he's trying to get it fixed to where he can either get a retrial. He's claiming that he was poorly represented. And so he is trying to, you know, get it turned around and maybe get out of jail. You know, the guy is almost 70 years old. So, I mean, what can you say? Tiger Woods. In the news, Tiger Woods got it done. It was a little shaky there for a while, and I was watching the whole thing, and I thought Tiger was about to choke. But, Tiger was able to pull out the Players Championship, and what makes this real, one of the neat irony about Tiger's victory this weekend is Tiger is his career start. I forget how many career starts Tiger has had altogether, but I believe it's an even 300. And because Tiger won on his 100th career start as a pro, his 200th career start as a pro, and with his victory at the Players Championship at Stadium Course, he won on his 300th career victory. And Tiger's going to be about, if he keeps playing the schedule like he's going to, it's going to be around 45 or 46 when he'll hit that 400th career start. And so, you know, they're already taking pride that So anyway,
once again, we're having phone issues. But, you know, once again, I just think that's amazing. You know, Tiger Street, Tiger's being able to do that. One of the real interesting, you know, there once again, there was a drop issue. Johnny Miller just needs to learn to keep his mouth shut. You know, Johnny Miller is one of the true respected veterans in golf, one of the commentators. But, you know, he's trying to stir up crap. Tiger hit a shot on the fourth. Tiger was playing great until he got to the 14th. And he hit a power draw, that's what I'm going to call it, into the water. And so Tiger brought, I forget who Tiger was playing with, but he brought them over, had them look, had his playing partner's caddy look, his caddy looked, and everybody agreed that this is where the ball should be dropped. But yet Johnny Miller, you know, maybe there's a reason Johnny Miller's not playing anymore. But Johnny Miller will say, no, it should have been further back. But what was so funny was the fact that one of the other commentators practically cut Johnny Miller off. And I think it's great. Johnny Miller just trying to stir up more stuff. There, you know, it was Casey Wittenberg who Tiger was playing with. And so, I forget who the on-course announcer was, but he practically cut Johnny Miller off. Because here's the reading of the rules. I don't have the actual words here, but here's the scenario. On the 14th hole, Tiger Woods hit his tee shot into the water running along the left side. He took his customary one-stroke penalty, and he dropped the ball at what he and Casey Wittenberg agreed that the point was. You know, Tiger, and I think that's the best thing that Tiger do, is Tiger wasn't trying to hide it. He called Casey Wittenberg over since there was no official with their particular playing group. And so he pulled Casey Wittenberg, Casey Wittenberg's caddy. Tiger Woods got his caddy, and they agreed that that's where the ball went out. So, in the press conference after the tournament, considering what happened at Augusta, there was extensive commentary after you took your drop on number 14. Can you walk us through the drop? Was there any debate where you should drop it? Was there any wondering whether you were dropping it in the right spot? So Tiger Woods replied, yeah, I talked to Casey and his caddy, and we all agreed that's where it crossed because I hit a big pop-up high hook, started way right, and then it went way left. So it had a lot of room to it. We decided it crossed there, and that's where we all agreed. That's where we played the ball from. But Mr. Johnny Miller, still trying to stir up crap. You know, Johnny Miller just needs to concentrate. You know, he needs to concentrate on something except trying to cause trouble. And then there was the Sergio incident. Apparently, in round three, Tiger and Sergio were playing together.
apparently Tiger thought he was away. He went to pull a club out of his bag or something like that. I didn't see it, so I'm just talking off of what I heard. Well, at the same time, Sergio was already hit. And needless to say, Sergio's a good golfer. First off, I'm going to give Sergio that. He's a good golfer. Him and Tiger hit the tour at the same time, and everybody was saying, oh, this is going to be the next big golf feud. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out that way. Tiger has tore it up, and Sergio, in my book, has struggled. He has not progressed to where everybody thought he should be. And so, yeah, there was a little bit of what they were looking for, but it was for all the wrong reason. Because once again, you should be a professional, Sergio, and you should be able to hit. And I've said this about any sport. You should be able to, no matter what's going on, if you are concentrating on the game, then that stuff shouldn't bother you. You know, I don't know how many athletes I have talked to, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever, and I asked them, and the first question I asked them is, how did you feel about the crowd? How did the crowd, you know, and they're every one of them. His reply has been, I wasn't even paying attention to the crowd because I am concentrating on my game. And so, Sergio, you need to stop blaming everybody else for your screw-ups. Learn how to play, you know. You know, you just got to toughen up mentally. I remember I read Tiger Woods' book. Tiger Woods' dad was a friend of my dad. Even though I never met Earl Woods and my dad served with Green Berets. Different units, but there had been times that their paths crossed paths. And so, with that being said, Tiger Woods' book, the day they knew Tiger Woods was ready to hit the tour, he was working on the driving range, and Earl Woods, Tiger's dad, was doing everything under the sun to break Tiger's attention, and it wasn't working. I mean, he had air horns. He was throwing stuff down on the ground. I mean, you name it, he was doing it. And in Tiger Woods' book, he said it got to the point Earl, his dad, had a big old key ring full of car keys, kind of like from a car lot or something. Tiger is right in the middle of his backswing. Earl Woods threw that key ring out there. Tiger Woods literally stopped his swing, which Sergio should have been able to do. Tiger Woods on the driving range with his dad working out. Right in the middle of his backswing, dad throws out a big old key ring. Tiger Woods just looks at his dad. He says, Dad, give it up. It's not working. That's when Earl Woods, quote, saying, that's when I knew Tiger was ready to take on the PGA Tour. How come I see so many other golfers, when something distracts them, they're able to stop their swings? Or better yet, they're able to block it and still hit the shot. But yeah, here's Sergio, you know, one little rattle of a golf club, and he goes all to pieces and all ballistic. I mean, I'm not going to say I hate Sergio, but Sergio, there's a time you need to grow up,
and says, okay, yeah, I should have been able to work through it. But no, he's all sulking, walking around like a big whiny. He kind of reminds me of Tony Stewart in NASCAR. And everybody knows my feelings about Tony Stewart. You know, it's he goes and does something. You know, it's all fine and right. But the first time somebody does it to him, he's crying, bad driver, lousy, blah, 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 blah. Shut up, Tony Stewart. I'm gonna put this to Sergio Garcia. Shut up. Focus on the game and play golf. You are a professional, and so you're expected to conduct yourself as such. And if you're going to let a little rattle of somebody else who's 25 yards away from you, if you're going to let that bother you, then maybe you need to get out of the game. Anyway, Tiger Woods, winner of the Players' Championship. I don't think I've actually told people that I have actually got to caddy for a former Players' Championship champion. That's right. Well, it's the highlight of my career. Back in the day, back in the mid, around 2004, 2005, somewhere in that neighborhood. Let me pull it up here. Down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, they had started out as the Nike Tour, then it went to the Buy.com Tour. It's been several tours. It's had several names over the years. But the first year they actually had this tournament, there was a golfer from Australia named Craig Perks. Had good success on the Nike Tour, Buy.com Tours. And he eventually got his, it was 2002 is what it was. It was the year after Tiger won. 2002, Craig Perks. So Craig Perks from New Zealand, Australia, I believe he's from Australia, even though they officially had him listed as New Zealand, he was originally from Australia. Loved the guy. He reminded me of Greg Norman, just his mannerisms. And, you know, Greg Norman's from Australia. Lived in Louisiana. Tabasco was his sponsor on the Nike Tour, Jordan Tour, whatever it was back then. Well, so anyway, the year after I caddy for Craig Perks, earns enough points to go on the PGA Tour. And sure enough, his first year on the PGA Tour, Craig Perks wins the Players' Championship. So it kind of takes a little, you know, every once in a while, I take that little pride, stick that chest out, and say, yeah, I got the caddy for a PGA Players' Championship champion. But Players' Championship is what they call the unofficial fifth major. You got the U.S., you got Augusta, the British Open, and I forget what the other one is, but they often refer to the Players' Championship. The Masters, Players, U.S. Open, the Open Championship in July, and the PGA Championship and the Tour Championship. So there they are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So anyway, that's my little brush with greatness right there. Unless you want to count the Brian Foster stories. Oh, yeah. Phone lines are open, boys and girls. Let's get busy. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If there's something on your mind you want to call in about today. I'm kind of bummed. Got a call from Armel Nunnally up in Mexico, Missouri. Supposed to be there this coming weekend doing ring announcing for Gladiatrix Rising. Gladiatrix Rising. All-female event, Mexico, Missouri, Presser Hall. Really didn't go into details, which is really none of my business, but I did hear from Armel Nunnally with High Foot Combat Sports that event has been canceled. So, with that being said, if there are any MMA promoters out there with events going on this weekend and you are in need of a ring announcer, give me a shout. You can contact me on the Facebook. Gregory Squirrel is my Facebook page. So you can look me up on there. If you're needing a ring announcer for your event this weekend, I'd love to come. So give me a shout. Let's have a ball. Northwest Arkansas Battle, minor league football team. Won over the weekend. Defeated the Kansas Cougars. Low scoring ball game. Real good defensive game. I believe they said the final score was 8 or 9-0, something like that. So congratulations to the NWA Battle. They're going to be back in action this next coming Saturday at Lincoln, Arkansas, at the Ola High School, as they take on the Northeast Oklahoma Roughnecks. So if you want to check out some minor league football action, get out there and check it out. Game starts at 6 o'clock at the old Lincoln High School football field. So we got that going on this weekend. If you're a softball fan, then you definitely got something going on. Fayetteville, Arkansas, University of Arkansas, Bogle Park, which is home of the University of Arkansas Lady Softball Razorbacks. They are going to be hosting a Weekend of Champions, which is the state high school softball championships. There's going to be like 3 or 4 games on Friday, and then there's going to be like 3 or 4 games on Saturday. So if you're a softball fan, definitely encourage you to get out there and check out the softball action, because it is all good. Hopefully, we're going to be able to get things worked out where I'm going to be out there announcing. So I'm just waiting to hear back from Barry Gebhardt and the staff up at Fayetteville High School, who is actually the host school for the softball championships. Hoping to hear back from them. So we'll be talking about it closer we get to the weekend. Might even try to get Coach Randy Osnes on the show. Randy Osnes, good friend of mine, head coach for the Farmington Lady Cardinals. He's the one who actually got me hooked in with them folks. I have done some PA announcing for Farmington in the past, and you know, especially with their tournaments and stuff. And so just somehow managed to end up being the announcer for the Weekend of Champions. So hopefully we're going to get things worked out, and we'll be back up there doing it again. So once again, that's going to be this weekend. Bogle Park. And it's either Friday or Saturday, I'm thinking it's Friday and Saturday. First game's going to be around noon Friday, and then they go through the evening, and then they'll come back. Boy, I remember 2 years ago. 2 years ago was announcing, and the opening night happened to see the Farmington Lady Cardinals playing for the state softball championship. The storm came in. They were in the very last inning. One out left, storm came in, and they called the game, which is understandable using aluminum bats. You know, they don't want any of the girls getting struck by lightning, or and of course, the fan safety. I mean, they run a great show up there, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very honored to be a part of it for the last three seasons. I hope my streak gets to continue. So anyway, we're there. Farmington is one out away. They call the game. So Farmington had to be up at 7 o'clock the next morning to get that final out. Unfortunately, that's just how the rules went. And then we had six games in one day. And that's a testament to the fantastic facilities that they have up there at Bogle Park. I have not been able to see any of the other ballparks in the SEC, but I guarantee you Bogle Park is right up there. I mean, University of Arkansas spares no expense. You look at Bud Walton Arena, the Basketball Palace of Mid-America, Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, 74,000 strong, and they're getting ready to expand. They're going to close in the north end zone. So that's going to put another that'll probably put in another 5,000 people. I haven't seen the exact numbers what they're going to expand to, but they're going to, from what I hear, they're going to close in the north end zone. Still have the big scoreboard. They'll always have that. But as long as I've been going to football, they've had the Frank Broyles complex. So they're going to, from what I hear, they're going to put seating on top of the Broyles complex. And so that's, so, you know, you're looking at another 2,000, 3,000 people right there when they close in that south end zone, or that north end zone, I'm sorry. Truly going to be a basketball palace. I mean, it's awesome as it is, but, I mean, you close it in, and that place gets loud and rowdy. It's going to get louder and rowdier. I mean, Brett Bielema, I mean, he's got something to be proud of. I actually drove up on stadium yesterday for the first time since I can't remember, drove by the stadium, and got to take a look at the new athletic complex that they're building. And, I mean, it's beautiful. University of Arkansas definitely has something to be proud of. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, we will be glad to get it on. Also, we still got, you know, we got our Twitter, @RingAnnouncer1. You can hit me up on the Twitter. You can email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. We got the email up and running. And, of course, we got my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. That's where you can find me. If you want to hit me up on there, if you got a question or if you got a comment, we will be we'll be glad to talk to you. So, some other great MMA events going on. Tonight, I did want to mention for your pro wrestling fans, if you want to hop in the car, start making your way to Tulsa, Monday Night Raw, WWE, is going to be taking place at the BOK Center. So you got pro wrestling, if you're a pro wrestling fan and you're within the couple of hours drive of Tulsa, and go over there and check it out. I've never been to a live WWE event, but it's on my bucket list. Unfortunately, just couldn't get things worked out. for this go-around, but they'll be back, and they'll either be back in they'll either be back in Tulsa, or they may even be down in Little Rock, and I'll get my chance to go see them, so I'm really not worried about it. My fat old chunky butt will be right here at home, sitting in my recliner, watching it on TV. Now, the thing about watching it on TV is if there's an issue, I can hit the rewind button and say, okay, won't mean anything. Kind of like Johnny Miller, he just needs to learn to sit there and shut up. If you are a boxing, pro wrestling, or MMA promotion and you need some new belts for your champions, get in touch with the folks at Pro Am Belts. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. I mean, these guys do some fantastic work. You can look them up on Facebook, and you can kind of take a look at some of the belts they've done. They have some stock belts that they carry, but then they also do custom belts, and they're reasonably priced too. So I definitely encourage you, look them up on Facebook, Pro Am Belts, or you can find them on the internet under Pro Am Belts. And if, like I say, if you're a boxing, MMA, pro wrestling promotion and you're needing some new belts for your organization, definitely give these boys a try. Check them out. All right. NASCAR had the Bojangles Southern 500 Saturday night. Hats off to Matt Kenseth. Boy, you talk about a tight race, too. I mean, they were bouncing back and forth. They were bouncing all over the place. They were sliding sideways, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Kenseth came in first, Denny Hamlin second, Jeff Gordon third, Jimmy Johnson fourth, Kevin Harvick five, Kyle Busch six, Carl Edwards seventh, Juan Pablo Montoya eight, Junebug ninth, Ryan Newman 10th. Looking at your NASCAR standings in the race for the Cup, Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, Dale Jr., Clint Boyer's your top five. Let's go look at some money. What did Tiger take home? See if they got a list. Oh, there it is. Tiger Woods. We'll go down to top 10 too, by the way. Tiger 10, Tiger Woods, first place, $710,000. That's not a bad paycheck. I think I said that right. $1,710,000, something like that. A big load of money for chasing a golf ball for 4 days. Take a look at your top 10. Tiger Woods had a three-way tie for second between Kevin Streelman, Jeff Little Maggart, David Lingmuth from the University of Arkansas. How does a boy from Sweden, I think that's where Lingmuth is from, let's look at that, David Lingmuth, how does a boy from Sweden, first off, end up at the University of Arkansas, and then in his first start in the Players' Championship, he was playing in the final group with Sergio Garcia, and Sergio had a major meltdown. 17, the Island Green, pretty much the hole for TPC Sawgrass Stadium course. It's number 17, Island Green, and Sergio, he was tied for the lead, and he just chunked it into the water. I think he ended up taking he ended up at 7 under, I think. Let's pull up the full leaderboard. Sergio Crybaby Garcia tied for 8th. 7 under. Let's look at that scorecard for that final round. final round. Here we go. Yeah. He was actually doing pretty good. He shot even par on the front nine, but then with the back nine tore him up. He took a bogey on 10, birdie 11, par number 12, a birdie on the par 3, 13, par on 14, par on 15, birdied on 16, which had him at 13 under. And then here's where the calamity hit. On the 17 par 3 Island Green at TPC Sawgrass Stadium course, took a 7, which dropped him to 9 under. And then on the 18th, he hit another drive into the water. So he ends up taking a 6. On the 18th par 4, and he ends up at 7 under. I didn't hear his interview, but I'm sure he was trying to blame somebody. Once again, here's that top 10. It looks a little like this. Strelman, Maggart, Lingmuth, University of Arkansas, tied for second. Martin Laird, Ryan Palmer, and Henrik Stenson, tied for fifth. And then you got Ben Crane, Rory McIlroy, and Brett Snedeker, along with two or three others, in a tie for eighth. So there is your PGA Tour update. Case of mind, talking UFC MMA, Weidman said he's ready for Silva's mental battle. Chris Weidman has said that Anderson Silva's aura is not fazing him as they prepare for their UFC middleweight clash on July 6th. So there you go. Joe Lauzon and Michael Johnson have agreed to fight on the first UFC on Fox Sports 1 event. You want to work out like Georges St-Pierre? He's got a fitness app that lets you work out with the UFC champ. I may have to get that just to see what it's like. UFC has announced that they're going to be returning to Indianapolis on August 28th for the second Fox Sports 1 live event. So there you go. Outside of that, really, Roy Nelson's name has popped up to be a replacement for Mark Hunt at UFC 160. Roy Nelson has been quoted to saying he doesn't care anybody, anytime, anywhere, he's ready to fight. So he may get his chance. Dos Santos has came out and said he will stop Mark Hunt at UFC 160. But, like I say, I have not heard the latest update, but Mark Hunt is fighting visa problems right now, so we're just going to have to see how that works out. So that's pretty much it as far as the UFC news. Not a lot going on with no big events going on this weekend. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 right here at the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, what's going on in this crazy world? I'm just going to put that on a loop. So that way, when I wake up in the morning, I just hit the little button and I hear the voice saying, "What's going on in the world?" Seems like every day somebody getting shot or raped or, you know, murdered. I don't know what to say about it. Let's run over our upcoming events we got coming up that we're going to be ring announcing, being a part of. Hey, I mentioned the Arkansas State High School Softball Championships. Hopefully I'm going to get to be a part of that. I'll try to have that verified by tomorrow. That's going to be taking place Friday and Saturday, Bogle Park at the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville this Friday and Saturday. Got that going on. Next big event we're going to be announcing is going to be June 1st. Striking, Muay Thai, kickboxing. That's going to be taking place Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the Internet. If you look them up on Facebook, make sure you hit the like button so you can keep track of all their upcoming events. Then we got June 8th, 1 week later. Uncivil War MMA presents Uncivil War 13 All-Stars. That's going to be back Springfield, Missouri. I always enjoy going up there. Got a new venue for this event. This time the event is going to be, you've heard me say it before, at the O'Reilly Center at Drury University right there in Springfield. That's where the event's going to be. Weigh-ins are going to be the night before. I will try to have the weigh-in location tomorrow. But the weigh-ins will be on Friday night. It's open to the fans, open to the public. You want to come in, check out the fighters. They're going to be posing down, doing all that fun stuff. So make sure you get up there and check it out. Once again, that's June 8th. June 8th. Springfield, Missouri. O'Reilly Event Center at Drury University. Then we're going to take a couple of weekends off. And then June 29th. XFI, Extreme Fighting Inc., are going to be back in action. They got a new venue. They are going to the Fort Smith Convention Center. Extreme Infinity. Matter of fact, we got some pro fights going to be taking place on this card. Pro fights all look like this. Chase Smith versus Levi Smith. Greg Dunnigan versus Deatri Tucker. Rodney Allison will take on Justin Juice Short. Chance Moore taking on Mike Ward. And that's just a pro fight. Hopefully here within the next couple of days, they're going to be announcing the amateurs that are going to be fighting on that card. So once they let that information out, we will make sure that we pass it on to the listeners of the Greg Squirrel Show. Also, I want you to check out XFI's radio show they got going. It's right here on Blog Talk Radio. XFI with Clint Davis. Clint, real good. Me and him's getting to be real good friends, working together with XFI. So just make sure you go over, listen to his show, and he puts on a good show. You can catch him. I believe his show is tomorrow at 12 noon. And you never know. You may hear me calling in on there and dropping my pearls of wisdom. Did I just say pearls of wisdom? Wow. It's pearls. It may not be of wisdom, but it's pearls of something. All right. 347-326-9073 is the phone line. We got up and running. Let's see, we got about 15 minutes. 15 minutes left on the show. Trying to get Armel Nunnally. I was looking forward to that show, too. That was going to be an all-female show up there at Mexico, Missouri, High Foot Combat Sports. But as always, you know, you run into those situations that no matter what you try to do, the show ends up getting canceled, and it's sad because I know a lot of great fans were looking forward. I know a lot of great fighters were looking forward to that show. So, they're talking about rescheduling that show. So, if soon as they get that show rescheduled, I will make sure to pass the word along to everybody out there listening to this big, bad little show we got going on right here, the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. Also trying to get some of the XF firefighters to call. And we're also trying to get some of these strikers for striking Muay Thai kickboxing, trying to get some of them to call in. So anyway, I mean, today is a good day, a little bit too warm for me. This is one of those days where it could probably back off about 5 degrees. Last time I checked, it was around 79 degrees. And that's just about perfect for my taste. Maybe about 5 degrees cooler would be even better. So anyway, just make sure you get all those dates I mentioned. Make sure you get those on your calendars. We want to fill these arenas up. MMA is going nuts here in the Missouri Valley, the South Central, something like that. I mean, up you start up around St. Louis and Kansas City, all in that area. Then you just slowly start working down the line into Springfield, into Joplin. You got all those other towns. Anderson, you got Rolla, you got St. Joseph, you got Columbia, Kansas City, then like I say, I mentioned Joplin, Springfield, Carbondale, Illinois, Marion, Illinois, and just moving down into Arkansas. I mean, Ozark, Batesville, Paragould, Jonesboro, Little Rock, Fayetteville, Fort Smith. I mean, then you just keep move over to Memphis. I mean, just a lot of great independent. If you're an independent, and then if you're a true MMA fan, go out and check out some of these promotions. You can find out who they are in your area, and go out and support your fighters, because you never know when one of these are going to be the next guy that you see on a UFC or Bellator. As far as the women, you got Invicta and UFC. Those are the two biggest for those two. So just make sure you get out and support your MMA action in your community. All right. I was going to say something. It was funny. It was kind of smart-alecky. Which fits 95% of my comments. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Man, I knew something was wrong. I blasted Sergio, but that wasn't the full blast. I had a full blast set up for somebody, and I guess I just slipped it off, and so somebody is safe from my blast. You know what? Everybody knows I love to blast somebody because, hey, the world's just crazy. And so, anyway, I was looking at a picture of a monkey in a banana suit. What's the oxymoron on that? Everybody knows that monkeys like bananas. But how many times do you see a monkey in a banana suit? That's funny. That reminds me of a Halloween joke. We get closer to Halloween. I might have to pull that joke out. Won't do it today. Like I say, we get closer to Halloween, I'll probably pull that joke out. 347-326-9073. We got less than 10 minutes left on the air, so you still got a little bit of time to call in, make some comments, ask a question. I may not have the right answer. It's Jeopardy. You asked a question, I got the answer. Or you asked a question, I have the answer. You have the answer, I asked a question. Whatever. You know where I'm getting at. I was actually surprised last night. You know, everybody knows I've been spending a lot of time, pretty much the main caregiver for my mom since my pops passed away. So all yesterday being Mother's Day, I spent most of the day with my mother. I actually got caught watching the Clash of the Titans remake. Everybody knows the original Clash of Titans with Harry Hamlin, Laurence Olivier, Burgess Meredith, you know. Well, last night I got caught up watching the remake with, what is that, Sam Weatherston or Sam, what's his name? Somebody has an answer. Call in and let me know what his name was. Anyway, Emma Getherton, one of my favorite actors, Liam Neeson as Zeus. And I'm normally not a big remake fan. I think the last good remake I saw was The Thomas Crown Affair, which was a remake of The Thomas Crown Affair back in the 60s. Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway, which is kind of ironic because Faye Dunaway has a cameo part in the new version of Thomas Crown Affair with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. But anyway, back to Clash of Champions. Yeah, I was actually surprised. It was better than what I thought. I was really surprised. I didn't see it at the theaters because I was thinking, no. I am looking forward to the new Lone Ranger movie just because I want to see Johnny Depp as Tonto with the big crow on his head. Let's see. What other remakes out there are going, or movies in general? That's really about it. That's about the only one that's really caught my eye that I want to see is I might go see Great Gatsby. There's a lot of movies I've got to catch up on. G.I. Joe, Pain and Gain, Iron Man 3, Rocky 500, Fast and Furious 7000. What's that other movie out there right now? Oh, Star Wars 568 million. Oh, the new Star Trek movie is going to be, it either is out or it's coming out soon. I want to see that. I was very impressed with the reboot, so I'm anxious to see where they go with this one. Already wrecking the Enterprise from what I see. Can't you just leave the Enterprise alone for four or five movies without wrecking it? Damn space drivers. God, I thought drivers on North College in Fayetteville were bad. Apparently Snoop Dogg's in Sebastian County. I just got a news update that firemen are responding to a blaze in South Sebastian County. Every time I hear the word blaze, I think Snoop Dogg, he's lighting up one. I think I'm still looking for a co-host / producer. If anybody is interested in being a co-host / producer, I think they finally got a hold of Armel Nunnally. Armel Nunnally is going to call in tomorrow from what my medians are telling me. Midians are wanting to retire. That's why I'm looking for a new producer. Normally I send the Midians out to do their stuff.
So if anybody, and plus with the new time frame, it kind of interferes with the median nap time. Go figure, lazy bums. So I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking for a co-host slash producer. Somebody on the days I can't be here to do the show, somebody to fill in. Basically keep me out of trouble the rest of the time. Like that's ever going to happen. Do you honestly see me staying out of trouble? You're right. So anyway, we're going to, hopefully, we'll have confirmation on Armel. We were able to track him down, get a hold of him. So, hopefully we'll have Armel Nunnally on the show and he can kind of give us some further 411 on Gladiatrix Rising, just what's happening with that event and everything. I was excited, but you know, hey. There will be other days, as they say. Still got one of our news monitors on to OJ. We'll go into detail on that on tomorrow's show also. Like I say, OJ Simpson, he's trying to get either a retrial or get his, either a retrial or trying to get his prison sentence reduced. I think he's wanting to get a retrial claiming that he wasn't properly represented. And so they're doing that thing today. Let's see here. Well, let's just pull it up real fast. We got some time left. That's what it is. Currently served a prison sentence of more than 30 years. O.J. Simpson's back in court seeking a new trial. He's claiming that he did not get good. That he just claims he did not get good representation. Apparently, he's claiming there's a lot of evidence out there that they did not bring out in the original trial that he wants known about, and so he is pursuing this new trial. Anyway, that's that. What's what? Right now, somebody got about 90 seconds. OJ's sitting there in his little blue jumpsuit. I mean, they say he's been a model prisoner. He's even been leading some in-prison stuff. But they say, you know, they no problems at all out of him. You know, he just, you know. Hopefully, you know, it'll work out. We'll just have to see. Well, all right, boys and girls. We got about a minute left, so we are going to fire up the jamming karaoke machine. Well, I thought we were. Oh, volume's turned down. There it is. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, join us right back here tomorrow. Don't forget to touch buddy. Call this number 347-9073. And we will be right back here tomorrow. Don't forget, if you want to email me, question, or a comment, we'll be glad to put it on. Tell me. That's the Breakfast World of Yahoo.com, where you can find me on Facebook at the Breakfast World. So everybody, have a good day and have a good Sunday night. We'll be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m., right here on the Breakfast World Show on Blog Talk Radio.